The New York Times is the latest news organization to face President Trump's wrath. Trump is seeking $15 billion from the Times in a new defamation lawsuit. He claims the newspaper and four of its reporters have harmed his business and personal reputation. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik is covering this. Hi, David.
Hey, Ari.
What does the president allege the New York Times has done to him?
Well, he's exercised over a number of stories in an ensuing book done by New York Times journalists. One was an interview with his former chief of staff in his first term, retired General John Kelly, who said that Trump met the definition of a fascist, in his opinion. Another was that the New York Times, he felt, failed to give him enough appreciation, respect, and credit for the success of The Apprentice franchise on NBC. It was given, he felt, unduly to producer Mark Burnett. And then there was this sort of extraordinary reporting the Times did about his business background, his inheritance from his father and other, in which they had presented the idea that fraud and deception was recurring element of Trump's business background, and that he puffed himself up, but also hid information from authorities in ways that didn't redound to his credit, but also that deceived the public about how successful he really was.
Tell us about that $15 billion figure. That is a pretty high number.
It's a pretty steep one, and yet it seems, at least from the from reading the lawsuit, a little bit pulled from the ether. Let's not forget that when he sued CBS, he initially sued them for $10 billion and then doubled it to be $20
billion. How strong is this case?
Well, both the New York Times and Penguin Random House, which was also sued in this case for the ensuing book about his business background, say this case is without merit, and they say they intend to fight it vigorously. You know, in reading the lawsuit itself, I'm not a lawyer. I don't play one on TV or on radio, but I've been forced to cover a heck of a lot of defamation lawsuits in recent years.
Mm-hmm.
There's a really high legal bar for somebody who's a public official and public figure to be able to successfully kind of pursue a defamation case against anyone in the public or a member of the media. And the legal bar goes like this, as you know. It's a question of, was the claim false and demonstrably false? Was it something that reflects badly on the person you're describing? And should the, in this case, Times and its reporters, did they know or should they have known that the information was false? In this lawsuit that is filed, at least so far, we don't have much in the way of a concrete case being made that this information is untrue. And so that's a pretty powerful inhibition to Trump to be able to prevail. After all, the First Amendment and the way in which the Supreme Court codified its understanding of it in 1964, First Amendment is designed to create a lot of space for the press to be free to hold power to account. And that's just what the New York Times and Penguin say they've been doing here.
Well, if this doesn't look like a necessarily winning legal case, what else might Trump be trying to achieve here?
Well, there's no doubt he's been pretty clear-cut that he intends to intimidate the press in a variety of ways. He's using the courts. And again, he's filed this as a private citizen, but to go after those who hold him accountable, who put him in what he feels is unflattering or unfair light. His regulators have been investigating broadcast networks. Trump and Congress, as we've talked about, have stripped public media of all federal funding. And yet, also, you have this president who is seeking to be the boss, to be the owner who gets to define his life and legacy, who he is as an entrepreneur, a politician, a president, controlling the information. Let's remember what you and I talked about yesterday about top administration officials swearing vengeance against left-wing foes. Trump wants to control events, often with a heavy hand, but he wants to control that narrative about it. So ultimately, he wants to make news outlets think real hard about what they put in public.
That is NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. Thank you.
You bet.